This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomala Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, bonobos, polar bears, beluga whales, deer, elves, any other mammals, doves, seagulls, eagles, whether they're into death metal or not. Pelicans, any other birds, frogs, octopuses, sharks, walruses, fish, snakes, mud skippers, or geckos. Go hang out at the Chinese herbal shop, you useless bastard geckos. They'll fix you real fast. Are they all gone now? All of those horrible mistakes? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomal the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the reluctantly festive. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomal the Destroyer. If not, well, I guess you're enjoying the lumps of coal Santa must have brought you a couple days ago, because you definitely weren't on the good list. Yeah, you can catch yourself up at ZomalaDestroyer.com. Maybe. No guarantees that Santa will be kinder to you next year, because you're probably the sort of iguana who never is going to make anything useful of yourself. Anyways. Christmas. Iguana hates Christmas. I didn't get nothing I wrote to Santa to demand. And I gotta make nice with the chimps even more than usual. And different chimps, too. Ones I only ever see at Christmas. Plus, you know, I'm gonna make nice with my own goddamn relatives. But at least that's all phone and Skype. Yeah, I had my semi-annual phone call with my dad. You know, the standard boilerplate dad stuff. Are the chimps being good to you? They're okay, I guess, as far as chimps go. Are you keeping the thermostat above 79 degrees? As much as possible, Dad. Any dangerous predators around? Nah, neighbors used to have a cat, but it got hit by a truck. I hear there's coyotes around, but they only come at night and they can't get into the house to get at me. Plus, you know, they eat cats, so...
Good. You remember what to do if the neighbors get a snake, right?
Yes, Dad. Burn their house down. Make it look like insurance fraud so the cops will arrest the humans and they'll go to prison and they can't get any new snakes.
Atta girl. Give your monkey a slap for me.
Georgie wasn't too thrilled with that last bit, but I told her it was a present from my dad, so tough shit, Georgie. By the way, I'm pissed at Georgie. I know I always am, but, you know. Specifically in relation to Christmas. She made cookies to take over to Christmas dinner at her mom's house, but she kept them in the locked cabinet over the fridge, so I couldn't get at them, and she refused to let me have any. Well, the stupid vet apparently told her iguanas can't eat cookies, and she takes his word over mine. Technical support monkey was no better. I spied on her Instagram that she was making cookies. 7 dozen of them. But did she bring me any when she came over to visit? Hell no. Oh, but the dude monkey she likes so much, he got an entire box of cookies. Well, that's different, Zomo. He's a grown man, and grown men can eat as many cookies as they like. So you admit you're a racist, huh? I'm not racist. Yes, you are. You just admitted it. What the hell? I just said I wasn't. What color is he? What's that got to do with anything? What color is he? Well, he's white, but I don't see what that has to do with... Oh, so you give a whole box of cookies to the white guy, but you won't give even a single cookie to colored folks like me. That's insane. I didn't not give you any cookies because you're green, Zomo. I didn't give you any because you're an iguana and you're not supposed to have them. Racist. Yeah, Still didn't work. Still didn't get no Christmas cookies out of her. Just an orange and an electric blanket with polar bears on it. And that's all they had that wasn't bright red, Zamo. Well, then shop earlier in the season. Anyways, what's-his-face is busy right now stuffing his monkey mouth with my share of her cookies. So unfair. And as if I hadn't suffered enough, then I have to go over to Georgie's mom's house, where I also wasn't allowed any cookies. Well, Georgie's mom, being grandma and all, did let me have one raisin tart, and that doesn't count. Anyway, so I'm eating my salad. Ugh. Well, the chimps are eating chimp chow. Granted, most of it looks like crap. There's like the stupid turkey and mashed potatoes and boiled carrots and peas and crap like that. But still, why can't we have real food at Christmas? Like Christmas pizza. I mean, they had ham left over from Christmas breakfast, so clearly pigs are on the menu for humans at Christmas time. Ergo, they could order Hawaiian pizza with ham and pineapple. They can eat the ham that way. And then I could eat the crust, which is what I like. No, you can't have pizza at Christmas, Samo. So, monkey chow for the monkeys and stupid healthy salad greens for Iggy. Ugh. Well, at least I did get a couple more oranges, so I guess that was okay. But no one let me have any cookies. Bastards. Christmas is the season of giving. Bullshit. If it's the season of giving, then give Iggy cookies. The vet says it. Fuck the vet. Anyways, if that wasn't bad enough. Well, shortly after dinner, all the menfolk retired downstairs to drink whiskey and watch stupid sports brawl. Sports ball. I think sports bra is a different thing. That they probably would be much more interested in, but, you know, sports ball, some kind of sport with a ball in it. I wasn't paying attention. Anyways, well, the females, they stayed upstairs, they cleaned up, and they chattered about their stupid kids, and then the stupid kids were in the living room, and they were shrieking and making noise. And Georgie still wouldn't let me have any damn cookies. Or candies. I would have accepted gummy bears or jujubes. No, bad Zamo. No, that's not good for you. You're not allowed to have it. Bitch. And then, oh, then it gets worse. Even worse. My frickin' mother calls. And she's blathering about grandkids at me. Jesus H. Christ, Ma, we've been over this. You had 300 kids. Only 237 of them got eaten by monsters like snakes and hawks and stuff. And not all of those who got eaten before having kids themselves. You are a grandmother. You're a grandma like 3,000 times over. Jesus. Anyways, I tell her, well, Georgie ain't got no kids either, and she's way older than I am. Well, Mom starts going on and on about Georgie's a bad influence on you, and I says, yes, Mom, she is. You should tell her that. And then I yell at Georgie, come over here. And I lie, and I tell her, my mom wants to wish you a Merry Christmas. And then as soon as Georgie takes the phone, I could hear Mom started yelling at her about the importance of grandkids, so I just bolted, and I headed downstairs, and I told the dude monkeys, I ain't here. If Georgie comes looking, I'm not here. And they didn't even notice. Anyways, so I hid next to the sofa, you know, between the arm of the sofa and the heater, on the far side of the sofa, you know, so Georgie wouldn't see me down there watching TV with them. There's nothing good on TV, just stupid sports. I suppose it was a kind of shitty thing to do to Georgie, but did I mention Georgie wouldn't give me any cookies? Yeah, bitch was asking for it. Anyway, sadly, like I said, nothing good on TV downstairs, and the menfolk didn't even have any sort of interesting treats for me to pilfer down there. They just had booze and nachos and nuts. Ugh. So I curled up in the corner of the sofa next to Georgie's brother, and I had a nap. Well, tried to. I kind of fit right in, actually. I think Georgie's dad and uncle and one of her cousins were also napping, or they were snoring anyways. I assume that means they were out cold. Meanwhile, her brother and another cousin and uncle were bitching about there not being any football on TV, just basketball, where they run after the big orange ball, and junior hockey. Anyways, point is, it makes it a little bit difficult to nap when dude monkeys are all, there's no football, and complaining loudly. But, you know, I was a trooper. I willed myself to sleep anyways. Speaking of which, I gotta go have another nap so show's done and, wait a sec. I forgot something. Iguana would like to take this opportunity to tell Steve Harvey and the Philippines to fuck right off. You bastards robbed Miss Colombia of her rightful title of prettiest chimp in the whole universe. And that is a vicious attack against truth, justice, and us Colombians of all species all over, all around the world and universe and stuff. This will not be forgotten or forgiven. Sleep with one eye open, assholes, because vengeance will be had. Us Colombians are going to find out where you live, and we're going to get revenge. And you might be thinking, well, what's a few iguanas going to do? Well, there's a whole army of us, and that's not even counting them human Colombians, who are also a force to be reckoned with. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to Google Colombia necktie. And not the stupid industrial album. I'm talking about the actual thing. Anyways, doesn't matter, because us iguanas are going to get you first. We're going to eat all your houseplants. We're going to crap in all your shoes. We're going to steal all your money and jewels. We're going to delete all your porno stash. We're going to do all kind of things you won't like. Mark my words, Steve Harvey. You're going to regret the day you offended the great nation of Colombia. We have the prettiest monkeys in the universe, not the goddamn Philippines, you blind bastard. You better rectify your mistake right away, asshole, or your swimming pool is getting used as a toilet. We're going to back it up, too, and not use any plunger. And we're taking your goddamn cookies, too. I don't care what the goddamn vet says we can't eat. Viva Colombia! Down with Steve Harvey and the Philippines. Chimp Colombia shall be avenged. Anyway, that's as much as I should say about that for now. So anyway, that's it for this week's show. Like I said, Steve Harvey, you're in deep, deep shit. So is Georgie. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. Or if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you just crap in their shoes. Get horrible, horrible revenge on them. Delete their porno stash, etc., etc. And then you go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com, and you can grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever, and the stupid chimp won't know the difference. Anyways, talk at you eggs next week. Bye.